So we need to hold the tension here between the call to protect and conserve the environment, use it and be stewards of it, as Cal Beisner talked about today, and yet not letting environmentalism be used as a lever to just expand unlimited government power over our lives so we lose all our important freedoms in America. Because what is being proposed is just a way to get to one world governing power, because this is a global issue, right? So we need global governance to deal with this global threat to us. And Christians who've read Revelation and other parts of Scripture, when people start talking about that, we know where that's going. That's where the Bible says things are going in the future, with some kind of global governance. Now listen to Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, talking about this Green New Deal. He talks about it with a passion of religious fervor.
Our planet is in peril, and we need to be bold. It's one of the reasons why I signed on to the resolution, a co-sponsor of the resolution for the Green New Deal. And there's a lot of people now that are blowing back on the Green New Deal. They're like, oh, it's impractical. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, it's all of this. If we used to govern our dreams that way, we would have never gone to the moon. And so we need to be bold again in America. We need to have dreams that other people say are impossible. We need to push the bounds of human potential, because that is our history. And when the planet has been in peril in the past, who came forward to save Earth from the scourge of Nazi and totalitarian regimes? We came forward. Who came forward to save the planet from, or continents from financial ruin? We came forward with the Marshall Plan. Our history is standing up and saying, look, humanity is in crisis. America is going to be light and the hope.
I purposely played that after the interview with Cal Beisner, because you can get the facts first about what's going on, that the planet is not in peril, from Cal Beisner, and then hear the religious fervor of Cory Booker trying to tell us we must do something. It's our history. We have to save this planet. It's literally ridiculous is what it is. But there's a motive behind it. I'm not even sure he knows it. He probably does. But the motive is to grab more government power. That's what the left is all about. Let's go to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is the main spokesperson, the new congressman from New York, very popular now in national politics. Here's what she had to say about the Green New Deal on CNN.
I am so incredibly excited that we are going to transition this country into the future. Today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America.
That's right.
The resolution, just 14 pages long, by some estimates could cost trillions, calls for a revolution in the way we live. Viewing climate change as an existential threat to the entire world. Fire, drought, rising sea levels, increasingly violent storms, famine, and mass migrations is what we face, they warn, if radical change isn't embraced now.
We're here to say that small, incremental policy solutions are not enough.
The Green New Deal calls for a 10-year national mobilization. The goal, in one short decade, to bring greenhouse gas emissions to zero, meet 100% of energy needs by renewable sources, overhaul transportation systems, create millions of high-paying jobs, bring equality in health care, and equal justice for underserved, minority, and impoverished communities.
Okay, when we start talking about existential threats, in other words, a threat to our very existence, and did you hear the comprehensive nature of this is going to overhaul not just the energy system, but racial injustice and economic. I mean, this is the whole shebang here. Take over everything under the guise of saving the planet, under environmentalism. That's why this is an important topic, because that's what they aim to do. We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.